We praise you. We know that you love us.
谢谢你，因着耶稣在十字架上被我们赦免，让我们今天的罪都得以赦免。
Thank you for Jesus Christ who died on the cross for us, so that our sins can be all forgiven today.
我们在你的圣灵里面重生，有新的生命。
In your Holy Spirit, we have a rebirth, and we have the new life in us.
主啊，我们将要来感谢你，在永恒里面都要来歌唱。
We will sing for you in eternity.
主啊，我们再次把下面的时间也交在你的手上，知道你和我们同在，你来教导我们，主啊，我们能听的耳，受教的心。
Once again, we dedicate our time to you, Lord, so that we can have a heart to hear and ear to listen.
我们下面的讲道，我们下面的祷告奉献，都交托在你的手上。愿你和我们同在。
We dedicate all our preaching, our testimonies and everything to you, Lord, so that we pray that you can be with us.
愿你的心得满足，愿你的儿女大得祝福。
May your heart be filled, may your children be blessed.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 上个礼拜呢，我们讲了两次，就说耶稣说我是好牧人，那我的羊也听我的声音，他们也跟着我。
Last week we talked about Jesus is our good shepherd, so we are his sheep and we will listen to his voice.
如果神若愿意的话，我们在以后的几周还是要继续要讲听神的声音，因为像在这个时候呢，听神的声音非常非常的重要。
So in the coming days, if God's willing, we will still going to talk about how to listen to his voice, because it's critical in this time of, in this time to know and hear his voice.
那我们再翻开约翰福音第十章，我们再次的来回顾一下上次我们讲的经文。
Once again, we turn to John chapter 10. We're going to review the scriptures we have talked about last week.
从11节到这个14节，我念中文，安娜念英文。我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
Verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
若是雇工不是牧人，羊也不是他自己的，他看见狼来就撇下羊逃走，狼抓住羊赶上了羊群。
The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep, so when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it.
雇工逃走，因他是雇工，并不顾念羊。
The man runs away because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep.
我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me.
我们再读一下27节到29节。
Verse 27 to 29.
二十七节讲到呢，他说我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
27, my sheep listen to my voice, I know them and they follow me.
我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out from my hand.
我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。
My father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my father's hand.
那这里耶稣就清楚地讲到，他是一个好牧人，好牧人呢为羊舍命。
So he clearly stated that he is a good shepherd. So a good shepherd will lay down his life for the sheep.
他做了一个对比，他说如果是雇工的话呢， 狼来了，他就放下羊自己逃跑了，因为他是孤公，羊不是他自己的。
So he has used a comparison. So with a higher hand, because he's hired, he's not the owner, so he does not take care of the sheep.
那这句经文呢，就衬托出来，他是一个牧人，羊是他属于他的，是他自己的，他爱羊。
So here it says, he's a good shepherd, so the sheep belongs to him and he cares for the sheep.
他爱他的羊，所以为他舍命。
He loves his sheep, that's why he's willing to lay down his life for the sheep.
所以因着这样一种爱呢，有一个关系在牧人和羊的中间就建立起来。
So because of the the relationship has been built up between the shepherd and the sheep.
那这种关系呢，是羊对牧人的一个绝对的信任。
So it's a complete trust between the sheep and the shepherd.
那因为他的爱呢，他应许他说，我有赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从。将他从我的手里夺取。
And here he also gives them a promise that he will give them eternal life and no one can snatch them out of his hand.
而且他把他的羊呢交在父神的手里面，他说父比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺取。
And he also have dedicated all the sheep to the father because he says the father is greater than all and no one can snatch them out of from my father's hand.
如果我们仔细默想这些经文的话，你就知道他这个永生的上帝啊，这个创造主，就是说把我们这些人呢收纳为他的儿女，他的羊呢，他关心我们，没有什么能力能够来侵犯我。
So if you meditate on these scriptures, you will see that we are his children, and just nothing can snatch us out of his hand.
那我们作为一个活人，有自由意志的人，我们怎么样真正受到他的保护呢？第一个就是要来信任他，那就叫做信心。
So we as a free will man, so how can we gain that kind of trust? So the first thing we need to build up is our faith.
那这里面呢，就是说有一个很特别的东西生给人的，就是自由意志，就是人可以选择来相信他、跟随他，也可以选择不跟随他。
So one thing that's very interesting is that God has given man a free will, so you can choose to follow him or choose not to.
所以这个里面呢，就有人的一部分，人要做的一部分，有神要做的一部分。不仅仅是神在做，人也要做；不仅仅是人在做，神也在做。
So that's why it's a partnership. So we, as a man, we need to do our part, and as and also God will do His part.
就是牧人是好牧人，如果羊不听话的话，他也会受很多的伤害，可能有很多的问题会出现。
So the shepherd is the good shepherd. So sheep, if you do not choose not to listen, so things can still happen to you.
当然如果羊很听话，这个牧人不好的话，那就更麻烦。
If the sheep is a good sheep, but the shepherd is not a good shepherd, then you'll be worse than, I mean, things will have worse than that.
但是我们要感谢神，我们的神呢，我要讲我们的神呢，是一个爱我们的神。
Well, praise God, that our God, the God who loves us is a great God.
这是全能的创造者。
It's an almighty God, a God who created the heaven and earth.
这就让我们非常的安全。
So we find security in him.
在多年前有一个朋友，他是信佛教信得很深，但是他喜欢来教会，他就讲到他说他跟菩萨怎么样，来菩萨向他显现怎么样怎么样，我就问他一些问题。
So many years ago, there was a Buddhist who came to our church. So he was talking about a Buddhist, so I asked him a few questions.
我就问他他说菩萨向他显现，又做这样的事情那样的事情向他讲话， 我就问他一个问题，你觉得菩萨爱你不爱？
So he was telling me all sorts of things that Buddha has done to him. So I asked him a simple question. Do you think Buddha loves you?
他思考了很长的时间，静默了好长的时间，最后给我一个答案，没有，没有爱。
So he thought about it for quite a while, and then he gave me this answer. He said no. 不好意思，我想要哭了，等一下。
他有好长时间呢，都我们让他来信耶稣，他不信，但是他就喜欢跟教会的人在一起。我说你不信耶稣，为什么更喜欢跟教会的人在一起？
So for a long time, 等一下。So for a long time, he has been coming to the church, and I asked him, "How come you still want to hang out with us if you don't believe?"
他说，因为教会有爱。
He said because he found love in the church.
那这就是我们的神和别的神的区别。
So that's the difference between our God and other gods.
那我们所信的这位牧人，这位救主爱我们。
So that's the God who we trust has been given us. 等一下。
安娜，你要不要要跟阿文来翻译一下？
好啊，太好了，谢谢。
你先休息一下。
好的。
主啊，你来高某我们。刚才我就讲到，就是说我们这位神呢是爱我们的，我们有极大的一个安全感。
I just said that God loves us and we feel safe and security in Him.
所以我们的心就愿意向他敞开。
So hearts are willing to open to Him.
但是在我们认识主和到跟随主的这个过程里面呢，因为我们过去并不是认识主的，所以我们的心在逐渐被改变的过程里面呢，我们还是需要一个实践的，要认识真理。
But in its time to grow from the beginning to beginning that we just heard about God until now we know God.And it will take time.
所以在这个过程里面呢，有时候我们并没有完全的向神敞开，因为我们对神的认识呢不清楚，真理不在我们的心里面。
Sometimes our hearts are not fully open to Him because we don't really know Him.
就像上次我们讲到亚当耶，他错误的认识了神，所以呢，他的心不向神再敞开了。
As I mentioned before, Adam, he could not really open his heart to God because he didn't really know God yet at that time.
上个礼拜我们读到在创世纪第三章呢，当他吃了分别善恶树的果子以后呢，他就把自己躲起来，不想见上帝的面。
In Genesis 3, chapter 3, it says, Adam, he hid himself from God.After he has eaten the fruits, because he didn't know God.
那，完了躲起来呢？神把他找出来的时候呢，他又怎么样呢？他又开始，来辩护，为他自己拼命辩护，把责任推卸给他的女人。
When God found him and questioned him, and he defended himself and also made excuses by give all the responsibility and.Give it to the to Eve.
在那个时候呢，其实他亚当和神对话呢是非常清楚的，一句一句的。神讲的很清楚，他听的也很清楚。但是唯一不清楚的呢，他不明白神的意思，他扭曲了神的意思。
And the conversation between Adam and Eve is very clear and sentence by sentence. God even knows that, but Something is missing is that Adam didn't really know God.
他亚当呢不知道神的心，不明白神的心。他吃了分辨神树的果子以后呢，他就会误解神的意图。
Adam didn't know God. After he has eaten the fruit, he began to misunderstand God.
所以他认为神就是要来找他麻烦，所以他躲起来。
So he thought God has given him trouble, so he hid.
那他也认为他如果承认他自己的问题，承认做了坏事呢，更多的麻烦来临，所以他就推卸责任。
He thought if he confessed his sins, he would have more trouble, so he hid away.
他就推卸责任。
So he just found excuses for himself.
那这个他这样做呢，并不解决问题，他就真正的把他自己呢，再一次跟神呢，就离神越来越远。
But it didn't help him. Instead, it gave him more trouble and also led him astray, pretty far away from God.
所以他呢离神越来越远，因为没有信任了。
Because there was no trust, and he is even farther away from God.
这就是神呢给了人自由的意志，他可以来选择，选择信任他，选择不信任他。选择向他来敞开心，承认他的问题，还是选择他自己要隐藏。
God has given us a freedom to choose to trust him, to follow him, or hide away from him.
所以呢，人总有自己的选择。
So we have our choices.
那圣经里面把这些人物写下来呢？写在圣经里面，神的话里面呢，就是要让我们来学习怎么样和神来正确的互动。
The story is written in this Bible is good for us to know how to communicate with God. To interact with God.
所以大家我们讲了这个亚当的例子，非常的可惜，亚当非常的可惜。
The example of Adam is really sad.
亚当既没有杀人，也没有放火，也没有奸淫，但是呢，他远离了神。
Adam didn't commit great sin like killing people or commit adultery, but it's really sad that he has been pretty far away from God.
所以大家要知道，死亡的来临并不是因为一个人。放了奸淫或者偷了东西，而是他远离了神，这一点要非常的清楚。
Sin doesn't come to man because he commit great sin, but because he is far away from God.
所以亚当呢，后来死亡就来临，神说的非常清楚，你就死亡就必须就会死，他们就死了。
So death came to Adam, so they died.
随着死亡来临的呢，就是很多的破碎和伤心和暴力。
After death, there will be many troubles, sadness, upset, and violence.
那我在这里面呢，讲另外一个人，就是神怎么样跟他互动，看到他们怎么样来跟随神，用正确的方式来跟随神。
Now I'd like to share another testimony about another person.And let you know how he communicate with God in proper way.
那圣经里面呢记载了另外一个人叫亚伯拉罕，这是神呢拣选了他，神也喜悦他。
It's Abraham. He has been chosen by God and be delighted by God.
这个亚伯拉罕呢，神向他讲话，说要祝福他，要让他去迦南地，他就顺服了神，他就去了迦南地。这里表现出一个顺服。
And God appealed to him and told him to go to Canaan. He obeyed, so he has this obedience.
他最特别的一点在圣经里面记载呢，就是说当神每一次叫他的时候呢，他就讲一句特别的话。
One thing very special about him is that every time God called him, he responds with one special way.
那比如说创世纪22章呢，那个时候神就要试验亚伯拉罕，神就叫他说，亚伯拉罕，我们翻开22章看一下第一节。
稍等一下，我翻一下。
就是 Genesis chapter 22, the first verse. 这里面我可以读中文，完了以后呢阿文读英文。 那这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕。”他就说：“我在这里。”
Sometime later, God tested Abraham, and he said to him, "Abraham, here I am." He replied.
那另外一节呢，在后面一点，我们看看，就在22:17啊，二十二章十。
Another verse, verse 17.
是先看11节。耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。”他说：“我在这里。”
The angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham, here I am." He replied.
这里呢讲到就是说，神要试验亚伯拉罕，让他把儿子以撒献祭，作为祭来献上，他就顺服神。
And here God tested Abraham.Asked him to sacrifice his son, and he obeyed.
每一次神在叫他的时候，他就说什么？我在这里。
Every time God called him, and he said, "Here I am."
那有一首歌叫做《黑奈尼》，就是我在这里。黑奈尼就是希伯来文，我在这里。神一讲话呢，你在哪里？他就说我在这里。
There was a famous song called "Hey Nanny." "Hey Nanny" here means.Here I am. So every time when God called him, he said, "Here I am."
我不知道你们有孩子的人知道，有时候你叫你孩子的时候，他就说我在这里，父母就很高兴，是不是？
Okay.
有时候你叫一个孩子叫了半天，他不见人。另外一个孩子呢，叫了半天，如果他向前方的房间走，那就更难过，是不是？但是有一个孩子，如果每一次叫他就说我在这里，那是多么令父母喜悦的一件事情。
When you call your son and he said, "Here I am," that would be very great. But if you call him, he just didn't, reply to you. He just, or even he even just walked away, you would feel very, pretty upset.
所以亚伯拉罕呢，在圣经里面声称他为他的朋友，声称亚伯拉罕为他自己的朋友。
So in Bible, you read the story and God called Abraham as his friend.
It's a friend. 那这个阿拉伯语言和这个希伯来语言呢，叫做 Habibi, Habibi. 现在这个阿拉伯人，你听到他们讲 Habibi 就是朋友。
In Hebrew, friend means, it is Habibi. Habibi means friend.
就说亚伯拉罕呢是神的 Habibi.
So Abraham is God's Habibi.
所以他名字叫他的时候，他就说我在这里。
So every time God called him, he said, "Here I am."
所以呢，亚伯拉罕就是非常得神的这个祝福。
Abraham is much blessed by the Lord.
所以在这件事以后，就是他献儿子这一件事情献上以后呢，十七节就神就大大的要祝福他。
So here in verse 17, after he sacrificed his son, and he, God promised him a great blessing.
因为他愿意献上他的儿子，其实后来没有献，为什么呢？神只是看他的心而已，神就用另外一个羊就代替了。但是他因着愿意献上呢，神就说：“我要赐大福给你。”
And Abraham, actually, he didn't sacrifice his son, but of course, actually, God gave him a lamb instead of his son. But his heart really pleased the Lord, so the Lord is going to give him great blessing.
所以他做完这件事情以后呢，十七节说：“论福，我必赐大福给你；论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来，如天上的星、海边的沙。你子孙必得着仇敌的城门。”
So here God promised him, "I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies."
那十八节讲到呢，并且地上的万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
And here verse 18, Even through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me.
这个后裔是谁呢？就是耶稣基督，是从亚伯拉罕那边出来的。神的儿子要从他的那边出来。
And who is his descendants? Of course, is Jesus. Jesus come out of him.
就是亚伯拉罕接受这样大的祝福呢，是因为他有一些特质，他跟神的回应的时候有些特质，就是神叫他的时候呢，他不隐藏自己，而是敞开自己，而是非常的顺服，说我在这里。
Abraham has this great blessing because he has something very special. The special thing is that, when God called him, he just replied, "Here I am."
那事实上呢，就说神对亚伯拉罕的这一个试验是非常大的。如果这个试验临到我们中间任何一个人，我们敢不敢向上敞开呢？把自己的儿子当祭来献上呢？我想是很困难的。
But actually, that test was very difficult, pretty hard for everyone, even for us. If God asks us to sacrifice our sons, that is impossible.
但是因为亚伯拉罕对神有这样一种信心呢，他知道神是爱他的，神不是害。
But Abraham has this faith that he knew God loves him and would not harm him.
那所以呢，当他这样真正献上的时候呢，神就预备了一个羊羔来代替他的儿子。他说：“我已经看见了。”
When he really did it, and sacrificed his son, and God gave him a lamb instead of his son.
我想今天神叫我们献上一些东西的时候呢，我们还没有献上自己的儿子，但献上的时候呢，我们因着我们信心小呢，我们因着我们过去的这种对东西的理解呢，我们不敢拿出来。
And sometimes because our faith is little, and we quite hesitate to offer God what we have.
有时候可能神让我们做一件小小的事情，但我们觉得很难。
And sometimes God asked us to do some little things, but for us, we feel pretty hard.
所以我们要根据圣经来正确的认识这位爱我们的神，他的意念永远是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
So from Bible, we should know our Lord, our God. He is a good God, and His plan is a plan of peace, not a plan of disaster.
所以当亚伯拉罕真正愿意献上的时候呢，神不是把他的儿子要拿走，而是把他的儿子还给了他。
So when Abraham sacrificed his son, God actually didn't want him to really kill his sons. Instead, God has returned him his son.
而且呢说因着你这个儿子呢，这个儿子将接受你的祝福，从这个应许之子呢，要生出一系列的这个就是一系列的祝福是从他这边要下去。
And he said, because of your son, all of these, all blessing will come out because of him.
你知道，在我们的生命里面，好多时候神要看起来要拿走我们一些东西，他不是真的要拿走。而是让我们首先心里面要有一个自由，他要试验我们对他的信心，让我们信心通过之后呢，他就还给了我们。
Sometimes it appears that God is going to take something from us, take it away. And actually, it's not that God has taken it away. It's just testing us whether we obey or not.
那有的人在这方面可能是这个人际关系上面，好多时候我们就嘴很硬，一定要自己不能服软，觉得嘴如果软的话呢，可能就失去什么东西。那神要让我们知道，就是说他是爱我们的，按照他的话去谦卑的去做的时候，我们只有赢不会输。
And sometimes we have a tough relationship.And when we are in the troubles, we never lose the word in our mouth. We never give in. We continue to fight. But in God, we're not doing it that way. We should trust our Lord and give in. give up. I give in to him.
所以当我们真正的谦卑下来，能够说 sorry， 能够来承认自己问题的时候，你发现神给我们的就是祝福，你赢得了关系，赢得了朋友，赢得了你的婚姻，赢得了和子女的关系。
But find out if you really humble yourself and say sorry, and that will save your marriage, your relationship, and all of these great blessings.
有的人可能这方面是金钱的问题。
And to some of us, it might be financial issues.
所以就像这个十一奉献一样，好像我给神十分之一，我就都没了。
It's like tithing. Maybe you feel that you don't really want to give God one-tenth of your income.
你觉得我，你看我一数这个钱，我这么多的钱就没了。
And you count the money and you say, wow, if I give it to God, these are all gone.
但是神真的需要你的钱吗？
But does God need your money?
你知道所有的教会，我听过很多的见证，所有做十一奉献的人经济上都是大大的受祝福。你可以到各个教会去问，所有忠心做十一奉献的人经济上都是大的祝福。
As I know, every person in every church and whoever does tithing and they all be blessed by God financially.
那这就是神在试验我们的心，我们在金钱上能不能有这个自由。
So this is a test from God, whether we have this freedom in finance.
做个简单的一个解释吧。你金钱上能够有自由，你心自由的时候呢，你在赚钱的时候你就看得很清楚，对不对？
So if you have freedom in finance when you are doing business, you have this freedom heart in your business.
就是别人骗你的时候呢，你看得很清楚，因为他没法钓鱼，他不能下鱼，下这个鱼饵，因为你的心是自由的。
When there is a deception in the business, you have clear eyes and you can see that.Because you have the freedom.
另外呢，就是说神经过这样的试验之后呢，你需要投资，需要这个大胆往前走的时候，神叫你走，你也敢走。
And after that, and you have this bonus, and when you know you have this great plan in your business, and you know God is blessing you, you can just go ahead.
这一方面的见证大家可以在很多教会的网站上去听啊，好多的见证，所有神要他做事一份他愿意做的呢，经济上大大的得祝福。
And there are many testimonies on the websites of many churches, these kind of testimonies, you can listen to them.
那个人可能有不同的一些地方，神在试验的时候呢，我们要求神说，神啊，让我通过这个考试。
And of course, different person have different personal areas that will be tested by God.
那不要像亚当那样呢，就是说要么躲起来，要么找各种借口，而是说像亚伯拉罕也说，神啊，我在这里。
Don't be like Adam, he hid away and he also found excuses. But we should be like Abraham, who says, Here I am.
那所以呢，亚伯拉罕和亚当呢，同样都能听清楚神在向他们讲什么，但是呢，他们的回应是不一样。
Both Abraham and Adam can hear God, but they respond in different ways.
所以今天我们讲到听神的声音呢，好多时候不是听不见，而是我们的回应不一样。
So many times when we talk about hearing God, not because you cannot hear him, but because of how But how do we respond?
那回应不一样呢？下一步神的带领。
But if we respond to God in different ways, and God will lead us in different ways as well.
亚当呢，迎着他那样一个回应呢，下面接下来是一个什么呢？他接受了一个诅咒。
Because Adam responded to God in that way, and he received a curse.
你如果仔细再读下去圣经的时候呢，你发现下面神给了他们一个咒诅啊，你这地不为你们效力，汗流满面才得糊口，你从土出来，最后要归向尘土。
If you read Bible, continue on after the story of Adam's fall, and he received a curse from the Lord, and God said to him, and you have to work very hardon this land so that you can grow fruits. And also after you die, you will return to the earth. Because you come from the dirt, so that's where you belong to. But Abraham, to him, is different.
不一样。当他说我在这里顺服神的时候呢，他得到一个咒诅。而是得到一个祝福。亚当得了一个咒诅。亚伯拉罕得了一个祝福。
But Abraham, he replied to God with, here I am. He received the blessing instead of Adam. Adam, he received the curse.
那所以刚才我们讲到呢，在二十七节就神就大大的要祝福他，给他一个祝福。
So, we just read verse 27, God.Promised him a great blessing.
那当我们读到这里的时候，你说：“哎呀，神啊，我们有时候就像亚当，有时候像亚伯拉罕，那怎么办呢？难道我们有时候受祝福，有时候受咒诅吗？”
Sometimes you may say, "Oh, sometimes I'm like Adam, sometimes I'm like Abraham. So, are we going to receive blessing and curse at the same time?"
那你要感谢神呢，因着耶稣的缘故呢，我们在他的里面呢，他是一个创始成终的神，他要把这个耶稣的性情，就是他要把这个事情要完成，就是说他要把你的亚伯拉罕、亚当的东西呢都要去掉，他要把你变成亚伯拉罕。
But thank our God.Because of Jesus Christ, he has done for us, and he is taken away, all the curses from Adam. He is taken it away, but instead he given us the blessing of Abraham.
亚当的咒诅跟他怎么样回应神有关系。但是呢，这样一个回应的方式带来了咒诅。那今天呢，神在这个过程里面，我们生命成长的过程里面，他会负责到底。他会试做我们。
Adam received the curse because of the way he responded to God. But today, our Lord Jesus, he will do his work in us, which is blessed through his grace.
他会来制作我们，就是他来做成这样一件事情，就是来塑造我们。
He will mold us, give us a new creation in his way.
所以呢，我们虽然可能有亚当的性情在我们的里面，但是不要怕，因为耶稣基督已经接受我们成为他的儿女，已经把圣灵放在我们的里面。他说，刚才的圣经讲呢，就说神比万有都大，啊，没有人能够从他的手里面把我的羊拿走。
And of course, we have, still have, Adam's nature, but because Jesus, he will do his work in us, and God has called us as his children. As Jesus said, no one can take his sheep away from him.
那所以在这样一个制作过程里面呢，就说神会来怎么样来，就说作为牧人怎么样来带领我们，我们作为羊怎么样来听他的声音呢，这个互动的过程里面呢，你就会看到神不断的恩典领导。
So this is a new creation. During this process of this new creation, you will see how God is working in us.
那旧约里面有一个人呢，就是在他的整个的生命就彰显了这个制作的过程。
And here there's a person, and you can see the example of the process of this new creation in him.
那他是被神所拣选的，但是呢，他的性情啊，一开始就像亚当一样，啊，非常的狡诈。但是呢，神不断的来制作他，最后让他成为这个成为合神心意的人。
He was chosen by God. Of course, at the beginning he was like Adam, but God changed him. Later he became a man blessed by God.
这个人就是亚伯拉罕的孙子雅各。
And this person is Abraham's grandson, Jacob.
那雅各的故事我们过去讲过，但是今天我们讲一点点，就是他怎么样，来被神来塑造。
And we heard his story before. Today we will look at it and how he has been changed by God.
你知道他的名字呢？雅各就是抓的意思啊，他要跟他的哥哥就争，娘胎里面就争啊，在年轻的时候就争。
The name, the meaning of his name is grabbing. He grabbed everything, and he has been competing with his brother, even in his mother's womb, and in his young age. That's all he did.
那我觉得我们这个中国人呢，长得像雅各一样，我们都很精明。到那里呢，我们会算，啊算。但是呢，雅各聪明在什么地方呢？他抓住了最重要的。就是神。
And here we are Chinese. Sometimes we have the same nature for everything. We try to grab and use different way to get what we need, what we want. And now we can see in Jacob and how he has been following God.
今天呢，你和我，我们要感谢神，我们抓住了神。
Today we have God. We are grabbing God.
那在这个大家知道那个故事，就是他呢偷了他哥哥的长子的名分，骗了长子的名分，偷了哥哥的祝福。
You may remember the story and how Jacob he deceived the birthright from his brother.
其实那个时候呢，就说他跟神的关系呢谈不上，他常常祷告的时候呢就是逃跑的时候，躲他哥哥的时候呢，就开始祷告了。
And he his relationship with God and actually could be fromThat time when he ran away from his brother, and he began to pray.
那时候你说他相信神爱神谈不上，他只是知道神抓住神的祝福是很重要。
And we don't really see that he really loved God at that time, but he just wanted to grab the blessing. So that's why he asked help from God.
那但是呢，因着这样一个他抓住了神呢，就是神就认得了他，就要祝福他。
But because he held on God, so he received the blessing from the Lord.
从当时这个人的角度、道德的角度来讲呢，我们中国人一开始都圣经啊，就是这个雅各呢根本就很坏，他的哥哥以扫呢非常的憨厚、诚实。神为什么要祝福雅各？
from our view, and Jacob actually was not a good man. He's quite a cunning man. But his brother, Esau, instead was pretty honest. So we couldn't understand why God blessed Jacob, not his brother.
大家要非常清楚地知道，我们今天读圣经的时候呢，不再是来用道德的眼光来看啊，你好我坏，这个是吃了分别善恶树上的果子才看你好我坏。我们不再用这种方法来看。
So now we're looking at people. We are not using look at his morality and all his merits. We look at it different way.
那以扫看起来非常的老实，但是呢，他老实到一个程度呢，变成一个傻瓜。他把神丢掉了。他为了吃饱自己的肚子，有一天肚子饿，要一碗红豆汤呢，就把长子的名分都卖掉。就是说，把这么重要的东西都卖掉，就是那是跟神的关系，神的祝福就卖掉。
Esau and Jacob's brother, he was very honest, and even to a point that he, like a foolish man, he just gave up his birthright, which is a really, very special thing from God. He just gave it away like that.That's a great loss for him.
你知道圣经上从来没有讲过神恨恶哪个人，唯有一个人神说我恨恶他，就是雅各的哥哥以扫。圣经里面写的非常，我恶以扫，爱雅各，恨恶以扫。
And in Bible, there was oneplace God specifically mentioned one person that he hate, and that is Esau.
你知道圣经里面都讲的神爱世人，神爱世人将他的独生子赐给他，但是圣经里面有一句话，我恨恶以扫。
And we all know in Bible says God loves this world and he even gave his only sons, to save this world. But here, and God hated Esau.
那是因为以扫呢，为了吃饱肚子，就把他跟神的关系就卖掉了。
And Esau, he just wanted to, fill his stomach because he was hungry. He wanted the suit. So he sold out his birthright just because of that.
我是刀呢？
我是刀呢？
你想想今天呢？
那小朋友，我是刀呢？
今天一个人为了吃饭，人家说好了，你就跟你的朋友断绝关系吧。那你的朋友会怎么看你？啊，真的。这个就是神当时的一个非礼，就是你为了一口饭，你就把跟我的关系都卖掉。
So it's like you, the relationship between you and your friend, your good friends, would you sold out your friendship just because of the food?
那雅各呢，看起来很诡诈，他先方设法说我要这个长子的名分，因为他知道那里有神的祝福，他就骗来了长子的名分。看起来道德上这个是很糟糕的一件事情。
And Jacob, he is quite deceitful, and he treated Esau, and he stole his birthright, which is, for us is pretty.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们今天呢，就是说你和我呢，我们就像雅各一样，我们抓住了神。
But today we are like Jacob, we are grabbing on God.
那不管我们过去或者现在有多坏，可能有多诡诈，但是呢，神爱了我们，神拣选了我们。
No matter we were so bad and we were how deceitful we were, But today, God has chosen us.
他就要定义要祝福你和我。
And he determined to bless us.
那你听到这里的时候，王炳牧师，你是不是有学到什么新的神学？难道神就不看我们的罪了吗？不悔改了吗？不需要对付我们的罪了吗？
And you may ask the Pastor Ben, is a new theology? God doesn't look at our sins anymore.
弟兄姐妹，你不用担心，因为神有他的办法。
Brothers and sisters, don't worry. God has his way.
这个雅各呢，我们长话短说，就是神呢，最后把他放在他舅舅的手下呢，让他知道什么叫诡诈，什么叫这种不道德。他又学了很多的功课。
And long story short, God put Jacob under his uncle, and who really gave him a very good lesson about deceiving.
神是非常有办法的啊，神是非常有办法能够塑造一个人的。你不用担心，今天你不要担心神不知道怎么塑造你，你也不要担心神不会塑造你旁边那位，他都会。
God has great ideas to change a person, so don't worry about it. God have very good ways to change us, and so you don't worry about the person beside you, your neighbor, and God has good way to change them.
常常前我的孩子常常说，他们做了坏事，我不太管，不太去找他们麻烦。他就说你不管我，我说我们交给神了，他们就说你不负责任。
Sometimes I used to have a conversation with my son. My son said, I did something not good and you don't care. But I said, no, God cares. And I gave it to God. So my son says, you don't take your responsibility.
神有更好的办法，他也有更大的能力。啊，他知道怎么塑造人。
God has his way and also his power. He knows how to change a person.
好多所用的办法呢，就是说让他明白这个人真真实实、清清愿愿的要悔改，在他的那一点上面要悔改。
And he know the specific point that you need to repent on.
这就像雅各一样。他诡诈，但是把他放在一个更诡诈的人的手底下，他知道什么叫做诡诈，啊，所以神要改他的名字。
And just like Jacob, and he was deceitful, but God put him under a person who is more deceitful than him. So God used that way to change him.
所以一直到他最后呢，要诚实的来承认自己是谁，所以在亚伯渡口那个。天使就问他一句话，你叫什么名字？因为他从前一直说他偷的是他哥哥的祝福，是以扫的祝福，走到哪里带着以扫的祝福。那神说你叫什么名字？
So he have to admit what kind of person he is, and to the point he has wrestled with an angel, and angel asked him.He asked him for his name. So he really admitted his real identity.
他就说我叫雅各。从那以后呢，神就说你再不造雅各，叫以色列，你跟人跟神说叫做得胜，就来祝福他。
So Andrew said, Andrew asked his name. He said, my name's Jacob. He said,From today on, you don't battle with man, but you battle with God. So on everything, you will overcome.
所以我们来读读这个圣经里面有几段话，我们要读一下。神呢，不会看不见人做的事情，他知道怎么样来去塑造他们。我们翻开撒母耳记上第二章三十节。
So we're going to read First Samuel, chapter
2. 这里讲到呢，因为尊重我的，我必尊重他；藐视我的，他必被轻视。
Oh, sorry, just a second. I'm looking for it.
Chapter 230. Now the Lord declares.
30, right?
大声说呢 ？Yeah.
Is it thirty?
Thirty. 下半段。
Oh, I see. So the Lord declares, far be from me. Those who honor me, I will honor, but those who despise me will be disdained.
那这里讲到呢，就是尊重神的呢，神就尊重他，看重他。藐视神的呢，他就被轻视。
So God will honor those who honor God and despise those who despise Him.
那另外的地方呢，我们看看，撒母耳记下22:26-27，也讲到类似的经文，就是神呢要以同样的办法来对付一个人。
So when I look at Second Samuel.对不起，我是哪一章来着？
22:22 Second Samuel.
是22吗？22:22
Verse 26-27. 这里讲到呢，慈爱的人你以慈爱待他，王权的人你以王权待他，清洁的人你以清洁待他，乖僻的人你以弯曲待他。
Here it says, to the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. To the pure, you show yourself pure. To the crooked, you show yourself shrewd.
其实最后一节讲到那个乖僻的人，你以弯曲待他。那个弯曲呢，跟乖僻是同一个字，就是乖僻的人，你以乖僻来待他，神以乖僻来待他。但是可能翻译的人觉得神是乖僻的嘛，不太好听。就用弯曲来待他，这原来字是同一个字。乖僻的人，生以乖僻来待他。
And in the original text, and crooked, and also the shrewd, actually they were the same word before. Because now in this translation, because the translator thinks, if he used the crooked, this word to describe God is really not the way they liked. So they shrewd.But actually, it's the way how God really will treat those who are crooked.
所以神就我们中国人有一句话学着以其人之道还治其人之身啊。
Also in Chinese part of saying, God will be punish the person the way He punished others.
但是这句话呢？对于没有神的人来听的话呢，这个是一个非常可怕的一句话，不管是智慧的话还是什么话，都是可怕的话。
To a person who doesn't know God, you may feel this is quite shocking.
但是对认识神的人来讲呢，就是说他是知道神呢看见我们一切的问题呢，他要清清楚楚的这对症下药。
But to a person who knows God, and you will understand. And actually, God is really used the proper way to treat us.
所以今天就是说，就像这个医生啊，这个在药学家在这个发明这个 vaccine 就是疫苗的时候呢，他是用同样的病毒。来做疫苗一样，就是以毒攻毒。
So it's like today, the virologist, they use the virus as the great ingredients, make it to be vaccine to, yeah, to cure you, to
virus,
say, to vaccinate us. Yes.
所以对认识神的来讲呢，我们就不再惧怕，因为这一切神的恩赐都要令我们悔改。
So to us, we know God, so we understand God's mercy.
所以他来清理我们里面不里面的这些罪，清理这些不健康的东西，让我们以至于成为健康，成为完全。
He cleanses our sins so we can be healthy and be blameless.
当然，当我们在这个没有认识神的时候呢，听到这些话，看到神太可怕了，他什么都知道，他要以我的方法来待我，那就像亚当一样藏起来，是不是？但是，所以我们今天一定要认识耶稣。
If we don't know God, we feel it's quite frightening that God knows everything in our hearts. We would be like Adam, we just want to hide away. But no,
所以今天呢，我们是有福的。为什么是有福的呢？因为耶稣说：“我来不是为了审判，我来是为了拯救而来。”
So today we are blessed because we are not here to fight, to hide away from God, but we know He is come for our salvation.
所以耶稣说呢，我来不是要审判，而是要来拯救。
So Jesus said, I come not for judgment, but for salvation.
所以今天我们是非常非常的有福，就说神呢，就说因着耶稣的缘故呢，他让我们的这个罪得以洁净，我们有中保在他的面前。中保是什么意思呢？就是有一个人永远在父神面前为我们求情。
So today we have our Lord Jesus as a mediator.And mediation means that when we have trouble, he will be the person who can appeal for us.
所以今天呢，当我们做不好的时候，做的不完全的时候，有罪的时候，那当我们认识耶稣的时候呢，只要不要隐藏起来呢，耶稣就说：“父啊，你赦免他。”我已经为他担当了。
So today, when we commit sin, Jesus will be there, pray for us. He will ask our Father, Father, forgive him, and then we will be forgiven.
所以雅各这样一个人呢，他因为认识要神呢，最后神就最后塑造他，一直到最后呢，他就说神是我的神，他为他的儿女祝福。就是圣灵在他的里面为他的儿女祝福，以至于圣经上的写呢，神是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，神是活人的神，不是死人的神。今天亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各都活在神的面前。
And because Jacob he hold on God, he became a blessing, not just for himself, also for his children. He blessed his children.And in Bible, it's clearly said that and God is a God of Abraham, Isaac, and also Jacob. God is living God. God is God,
God
of living.
God
yeah.
Living.
Yeah, not of the dead.
So, 今天呢，雅各是活在神的面前。
So, Jacob, he lives in front of God now.
也就是说今天他在天堂里。
So today he is in heaven.
因为耶稣说的非常的清楚。神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
Because Jesus made it very clear, and God is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
后面他立刻加了一句，神是活人的神，不是死人的神。
And he added right after that,God is a God of the living.
今天我们讲到听神的声音，你看雅各整个生命的过程，你说他听得很清楚吗？不见得。
Today we talk about listening God. So did Jacob really hear God? Maybe not that clear.
但是呢，有一点是非常清楚，他抓住了神。
But one thing is clear. That is, he held on God.
那今天我和你呢也抓住了神。
So today we grab our God, hold on him.
我们抓对了。
That is the right thing we should hold on.
他是好牧人，下面他必然要来带领。
He's a good shepherd, he will lead us.
他不仅仅仅是要带领，而且他要舍命的来带领。
Not only that he will lead us, and he also given his life for us.
就是说他要舍弃他的命，来要把你带到正路上，要保护你。
He even gave his life for us to come back to the right way.
所以我们有这样一位好的牧人，我们怎么怕听不到他的声音呢？
Well, so we have such a good shepherd, how can we not listen, how can we not hear his word, his voice?
下面我们有几位弟兄姐妹呢，要做一些有关这一方面听神带领的见证。
So after that, we're going to have brothers and sisters to share their testimonies.
他们的见证也很精彩，不一定全能做完，但是我们下一次以后我们继续的来做。
And their testimonies are very good, and maybe we not have enough time for them. If we don't have enough time, they can give more testimonies next time.
所以我下面做一个祷告呢，我们让弟兄姐妹来做一些见证。
So after prayer, and we will let them share their testimonies.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，谢谢你拣选了我们，救赎了我们。
We thank you that you have chosen us, saved us.
让我们成为你的儿女。
You have called us to be your children.
我们今天要大胆地在你面前宣告说，我们是被神所爱的。
Today we declare that we are loved by you, by God.
因着耶稣，我们来到你的面前，因着耶稣成为你的儿女，因着耶稣我们有了新的生命。
Through Jesus, we can come to you, and through Jesus, become children of God, and because Jesus, we are saved.
主啊，今天把一个大的信心放在我们弟兄姐妹的里面，无论什么情况发生，我们要向我们的神来敞开，永远要来信靠他。
Lord, give us a faith, so in whatever situation, we can open our hearts to you.
我们知道前面的路程上面越来越多的挑战。
You know, more and more challenges in front of us.
在前面的路上就有很多的，这个世界有很多复杂的变化。
And there will be many challenges in this world.
那是主啊，是的，我们知道主啊，你会来带领我。
But Lord, we know you will lead us.
一下风险的时间交在你的手上，奉主耶稣的
名。I also pray for the following time that we're going to share. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.